Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, Foundation for Defense of Democracy, Keeping the Long War Journal, joins me. And we're joined by his colleague, John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy, who watches the Ukraine conflict with the Russian aggressor force very carefully. And you can find John's reporting all through FTD and on Long War Journal. I begin with a Reuters headline in these last hours. Trump says Putin should end the Ukraine war, not test missiles. Subhead, U.S. President Donald Trump said Russian President Vladimir Putin should end the war in Ukraine instead of testing a nuclear-powered missile, comma, and that the United States had a nuclear submarine positioned off Russia's coast. John, a very good day to you. This headline is president to president about strategic forces, a.k.a. the nukes. At the same time, Russia continues to bombard Kyiv. Is there any indication that the Russian bombardment is more successful than ever? Is it nuisance fire? And what do you make of this idea that Russia is now testing missiles again? Why are they showing strength when, in fact, we do not see strength on the battlefield? Good evening to you, John.
Hey, John. Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back on the show. Yeah, so on Sunday, Putin had a meeting with some of his top military officials in which they claimed that the Russians had successfully completed a purportedly successful key test of the Burevestnik nuclear-powered cruise missile. This is one of the various wonder weapons, quote-unquote, that Putin touted in a 2018 address, it's a very famous speech. The missile itself has kind of struggled and been delayed and gone through kind of failed tests. There was an accident that reportedly killed some people. And now the Russians say that, you know, it's kind of nearing, getting closer to operational readiness. In my view, this missile system has never really made a whole lot of sense. I see it as kind of a boondoggle, a waste of resources that Moscow would be better off putting in other weapon systems. But regardless, the Russians have put money into it. They're presenting it as one of various means of ensuring they can penetrate present and future American missile defense systems in the event of a nuclear exchange. And personally, I don't think we should put all that much stock into this new announcement. But you know, I think that the Russians might hope the supposed successful test adds weight to Putin's proposal from recent weeks to kind of extend the limits under the New START treaty, which is set to lapse in February. And I think Moscow probably hopes that it can kind of engage the Trump administration in arms control dialogue and kind of use that to redirect American focus towards arms control and away from kind of make President Trump more minimal to the Kremlin terms in Ukraine.
So it wasn't using a weapon to show what we can do in Ukraine. It had another direction. Is that correct, John?
Yeah, this is not a weapon that would be used in Ukraine.
Bill, you have a question for John.
John, yes, I wanted to turn to the situation on the ground in Ukraine. Can you tell us the situation in Pokrovsk? Have the Russians tightened the noose of that pocket? Or are the Ukrainians preventing a Russian advance in this area?
Yeah, so I think the information on the ground is a kind of fog of war. It's hard to know exactly what's happening, but based on press reports and now admissions from President Zelensky and the Ukrainian general staff, it sounds like the Russians have again managed to get a significant number, reportedly 200, 250 or so troops inside the city. Kind of infiltrating in small groups. The Russians had previously done this some months ago. And then the Ukrainians seem to have kind of cleaned it up. Now it seems they've done it again. Reportedly, you know, that there's a great Ukrainska Pravda report, I think on Friday or sometime over the weekend, in which, you know, officers on the ground kind of described the situation with resupplies very perilous. And in general, the situation in the city is just has deteriorated. So it seems like the Russians are, you know, they've kind of failed in their effort north of Pokrovsk in the nearby town of Minhorod to kind of cut off and operationally encircle the city from the northeast. But they've perhaps managed to make some more progress inside the city of Pokrovsk and probably complicating the supply situation to Minhorod as well.
The Russians in general right now have moved past that moment where there were going to be talks in Budapest. Is there anything more to say about that? Is that a dead letter, John, or was the word postponed useful then?
I think at present it's pretty much dead. It sounds like, you know, Trump himself said he canceled the plans for the summit. And I think the sanctions on Rosneft and Lukoil, which by the way are a really big deal. I think that signals that the Trump administration is really transitioning more toward pressure. You know, Secretary Rubio for a long time had said, when asked, you know, whether the Trump would put tougher sanctions on Russia, basically said, you know, we have that as an option, but we think that, you know, we're better off focused on diplomacy. And if eventually we find that, you know, diplomacy isn't going to work, then we'll kind of switch to sanctions and pressure. And it seems like that time is finally come. And actually, Rubio said something along those lines the other day. On the sanctions themselves, I think, you know, they really struck at the heart of the Kremlin's financing of its war, with oil export revenue obviously being the backbone of Russian economy and federal budget, and Rosneft and Lukoil being the two main Russian oil companies. I think exactly how big an impact the new sanctions have will depend in large part on how aggressively they are enforced. The Russians will surely try to devise various schemes to get around the sanctions, middlemen, et cetera. And I suspect they will find some willing partners, especially in China, to do that. And so I think really rapid and continued aggressive enforcement, sanctioning companies involved in these circumvention schemes will be important to kind of maximize the effect of the new measures.
Bill, you have a question.
John, the Russians have increased the targeting on Ukraine's energy facilities. How badly has this impacted the Ukrainians? Is this worse than previous years, or is this just par for the course for the Russians?
So throughout this year, the Russians had continued their long-range strikes with missiles and Iran-type drones, the Shahed-type drones that based off designs from the Iranians produced in Russia under license deal. Over the spring, summer, the Russians had focused on defense industrial sites. As the weather has cooled, the Russians have predictably shifted back to targeting energy infrastructure as kind of the main focus of the campaign. I think whereas in some previous years, the Russians had focused primarily on like electricity generation and transmission, now gas production is a really key part of the strike campaign, in addition to, you know, thermal power plants and what have you. Some weeks ago, the Ukrainians said the Russians had knocked out some 60% of Ukrainian gas production in recent strikes, forcing an increased reliance on imports, probably to the tune of around, you know, $1 to $2 billion extra. So, you know, that'll mean more money that has to come from somewhere. And so I think the bottom line is this is shaping up again to be a pretty tough winter for Ukraine. How tough, I think, depends on in part on just, you know, the weather. Is this going to be a really cold winter or kind of more mild like the last one? And I obviously can't predict that. And then, you know, we'll see exactly what happens with Ukraine's supply of interceptor missiles for Patriot. I think that's a key variable. And, you know, in some of these recent strikes, the Russians have used an unusually high number of Iskander ballistic missiles, Kinjal Airlines ballistic missiles, and probably North Korean KN-23 short-range ballistic missiles as well. And so the Patriot is really key, is really the only reliable defense against those ballistic threats. And the situation with supply of interceptors for them, you know, dependent on the United States, is not great. So, hopefully that improves in the coming months.
John, what is your summation? We have about a minute, less than a minute, of the meeting of the Coalition of the Willing on Friday. Did anything new come out of it? 30 seconds.
You know, I think with the plans for security guarantees themselves, there's still kind of a lack of clarity on what the U.S. role will be. And I think, you know, right now, there just isn't really an end to the war in sight in the near future. I think it'll last at least another six, you know, could be even 12 more months. It's hard to say exactly. But, you know, we're not really getting to the point where the war is going to end. And so it seems like the Trump administration has not yet given a really firm commitment on what exactly it will do in the event of a security guarantee for Ukraine.
John Hardy of the Foundation for Defense of Democracy. It's Bill Raggio, Senior Fellow, FTD.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.